Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money
at Menards. Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Hello, everyone. Hi, friends. Welcome back to Barb Knows Best, the podcast. I am your co-host, Michelle Maros, and I am sitting across the table from my mom, Barb, which is funny because we have not sat across from this table in a long, long time. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Michelle. Yeah, you have some little smile on your face. You're about ready to laugh.
You always make me laugh.
It's so cute. It was so cute. Yeah, it's good to see you. I haven't seen you for a while.
We will dive into this in a future episode, but my dear mother just returned back from a silent retreat, which is why we had not been across the table from each other in quite some time.
Yeah, it was
phenomenal. So I'm Michelle. Nice to meet you, Barb.
Nice to meet you too, sweetie. It was phenomenal. I look forward to sharing a lot of the things that I learned that I think will be helpful in how to live our lives the best we can.
So it is interesting. I know you said don't dilly-dally because you want to get straight into it, but I will say that life is very interesting in the way things unfold, because as you all know, two months ago, my apartment flooded. It's been a journey. I've never experienced something like that. I don't know the steps involved. So, it's still a mess.
On the job training.
And you left for a silent retreat for 30 days. I moved into your place.
Yes.
We are now coexisting in the same space, which should be interesting. I feel like lots of future podcast topics will arise from the fact that we are now roommates. But what I will say is life is so interesting and it unfolds so nicely because I was able to stay in your space without you for a whole month while my place gets dried out. But anyways, let this be known that Barbara and I are now roommates.
Well, I think we will have a lot to share because we haven't been living together since you were in high school, since you were a little girl, basically. Yeah. Since you graduated from high school, you've been gone. So it will be interesting.
Yeah. It was a rude awakening the first morning back. You come into my room to clean Charlotte's litter box at like 5 a.m. And I'm like, why? Why do you need to be doing that right now? And you're like, well, she used it and I just wanted to clean it. I'm like, yeah, we can also clean it later in the morning.
And I fed her.
That was nice.
But let's get to it. What's our topic? We could do this for the whole hour.
So interesting times ahead. Welcome back. Nice to have you back in our lives.
Glad to be back.
And I'm excited to be talking with you in this format today. It does feel like I was missing something in my life. Trust your own timing of this podcast, Barbara. Don't rush me.
Okay.
So I'm so happy you're back.
Me too. Really happy to be back.
Okay. This week's episode, I wanted to talk about a listener request that I think is really interesting because we've talked about not taking things personally and not taking the actions and behaviors of other people personally and releasing that habit that I think all of us have of personalizing other people's behaviors. But I think this topic that we're going to dive into today is kind of drilling in deeper and diving in deeper to this topic and bringing to the surface an aspect of taking things personally that I know I fall into quite often. And I think it's a very sneaky way for taking things personally to rise to the surface. And our lovely listener asked if we could talk about like the inconsistency that we experience with people's moods in our lives. Meaning, how do you not take a shift in someone else's energy or a change in someone's mood or even a perceived shift personally? And so what this looks like to me is, you know, and we were talking to our coworker earlier before we started recording, like it could be if she walked into the room today in a different mood than I would expect her to be. My habit and my instinct has always been, oh, she must be mad at me. What did I do wrong? She hates me. She clearly hates working for us. She's going to leave. Like that's the trajectory of those kinds of thoughts. And so there's lots of different aspects where this does pop up. But I think, how can we stop personalizing our own perceived shifts in other people's moods and energy and actions?
Yes.
The really inconsistencies of life.
I think that's really great, Michelle. And I'd even go a step further and say, not only how can we not take it personally, how can we navigate, let's say I don't take it personally. The person walks in the room and I go, what in the heck is the matter with her or him? You know, I'm going to stay far away from them and do my job. It's like sometimes we don't take it personally, but their energy and their mood permeates the whole room. So we have to figure out how do we still stay in our own space and our own energy and our own place of wanting to work or wanting to be in a family situation or wanting to be with our partner or kids or whatever it is. How can we still own our own space without being affected, really? Maybe I'm not taking it personally, but I want to also learn how to not be affected by it.
And that leads me to thinking about, it's really about expectation, because we think people are going to show up in a certain way and people change. People have different things going on. So how do we not even have an attachment to how people show up in our lives?
Because that would truly be living in the present moment. How can every single moment of every day and every person of every single moment of every day can show up however they are in that moment without any judgments, without any criticisms, without any comparisons of what they did yesterday or what they did 3 days ago? And the big one is what we're talking about, I think, a lot today is we want to fix the person. What is wrong with you? You came in a mood. I need to fix you because let's get on with the day, or let's get on with whatever it is we had planned or what we want to do.
This is actually really funny because this is our dynamic, actually.
Absolutely.
Now that
that's why I know it so well.
But you're speaking from the opposite of how we usually do this, and I'm speaking from the opposite. I'm usually the one that comes in with a different energy, and you are usually the one that's trying to fix it.
Yep, exactly.
Love this for
us. That's it, yes. And I think that's why I know it so well. I can't, and also being a practitioner of meditation and mindfulness for 40 years, I know every moment is different. We are to be where our feet are and try to be in every moment and allow things to unfold in every moment, allow people to be who they are in every moment. And I should allow myself to be whoever I am in any moment. So I do know all of that. So that's why I know it so well, that it has really been difficult for me not to want to fix it. I am the fixer. We found that out last year.
After your retreat.
After my retreat. So I want to fix it, or I'm not comfortable having it just be, especially when it comes to the two of us. And I think I've made great strides in that this past 6 months. You know, it's been a very uphill 6 months. And I think we're coming into the other side of all the changes, all the things that we've been doing. And one of them is just really, there's so much on my plate the past 6 months. I'm just going to let you be. And I'm wondering if that's kind of, if we can be so not self-absorbed in a way that's not in a positive energy for you to live your life. But how can we be so in our own life where we're not so, that's what I've been working on, where I'm not so affected by what other people's energies and moods are. I'm focused on what I'm doing in the moment. I'm focused on where I am, who I'm with, what I'm doing, and really spending a lot of energy myself, staying present. So that's the one way that I could suggest to everyone. Stay with your own issues. Stay with your own work in front of you that moment or that day, and just let them be. There's no greater waste of energy than trying to change and fix someone for the long term and in the short run in that moment. Impossible. I've done it and it hasn't worked. What is that? The definition of insanity?
Doing the same thing
over again, expecting a different result. That would be me with you and I in our relationship.
I think this is a really fascinating topic. The more that I'm listening to you and the more that I'm thinking about just how many different areas of our lives this shows up, because it's so many topics that we've talked about on the show. It's expectation, it's attachment, it's taking things personally, it's validation, it's people pleasing, it's manipulation, it's
judging,
judgment, and it's fixing,
comparing.
And then all of it tied in a bow of like how to fix it is being in the present moment. But I think what's so interesting about this is, especially when you have these expectations of how other people are going to show up, like our lovely listener that asked us to talk about this said that her biggest issue is with her coworkers in the office. She says that they can show up one way and one way, another day different. And she's having a hard time grappling with the inconsistencies of all of it. And I feel for her because that's really hard. And when you're in work in an office environment where you can't really, you don't necessarily have so much power over other people around. I mean, you never have power, but like you're in a corporate structure.
It's hard to even speak up.
It's difficult. It's difficult
to speak up.
But I'm thinking about that in that instance and in all of these other instances of putting so much power in and over how people are showing up for you instead of like bringing it back to yourself of releasing, like, I don't care how you show up. I'm just going to keep doing who I am and being myself and reinforcing for myself that whatever they're doing, however they're showing up, however they're treating me has nothing to do with me. And that's obviously way easier said than done, because when you're especially in an office, but even, I mean, we are the perfect example and we'll dive into it further in this conversation, but it's enmeshed. So it's hard to separate and, you know, move forward in a healthy way. But I think the more that you can reinforce that truly other people's moods, other people's energies, how they're showing up, how they're treating you has absolutely nothing to do with you. And what can you do in each and every moment to just come back to yourself and remember what's true for you and what you need to be doing to keep moving forward for your life. Again, easier said than done, but human beings are complicated.
Yeah.
Like we're sitting at a table right now with four people. We all have different lives, different lived experiences. We all had completely different days coming into today's recording that none of us know. And this is just people that we know. So when we start to try and place ourselves in the lives of other people and make so much of how they're acting in life about us, it's almost crazy because each of us have so much going on in our lives that influence who we are, why we are the way that we are, and how we're acting day in and day out.
Well, and I think that's why we say, I think almost every episode, if not every episode, very, very often, that awareness is key. Because I think if you just could be aware of everything you just said, Michelle, wow, it's all the time. I have to work with this person. I have to live with this person. My kids are driving me crazy. It's not, you know, it's a habitual thing. There's something in our lives that is all the time. There is some energy in our lives that we have to deal with. And so understanding that, wow, this is who they are. This is what the dynamic is. And I can't fix it. I can't change it. I can only speak up and say, well, this is making me feel uncomfortable. Can we change the subject or can we talk about something else? Or this doesn't quite work for me. I'm trying to get this done in whatever your profession is. Could we have a little conversation about it because it's not working? And then if it doesn't change, then you're the one that has to change. And I don't mean that you have to accept bad behavior or you have to accept something that is not good for you. But if it's something that you're trying to fix or change about someone that not necessarily is considered on the list of really, really bad aggressive behavior, where it's just, I don't work that way, or I don't operate that way, or that doesn't feel good for me that way. You're going to have to figure out how am I going to live in this situation? That's why you and I are the perfect example. We're mother, daughter. Plus we do work together. Plus now we're living together.
Now we live together.
This is going to be interesting. So we do all of it. We do work, we do living together, we're family. And so there comes a time when we have to ask ourselves three questions. Can we fix it or change it? Can we, or am I trying to compare the other person's behavior situation to what happened yesterday or what happened a week ago? Am I constantly comparing it? Oh, they were so nice and loving for about 3 weeks and I don't know what happened. I want to go back to that same thing. You know, we trying to compare.
You.
It is. And, or are we trying to, are we judging it? Are we saying, you know, I don't like it that they don't make the bed before they leave in the morning. This is just not okay. We've been married 25 years. I can't live with this. What am I going to do? And so it's something like we're really judging that finally we get to a point where what they're doing is unacceptable. So if we can try not to be right all the time, like loosen up on the things that don't really matter. And after 25 years that the person's not making the bed, obviously it probably isn't going to change before the end of lifetime there. So is it worth it? I do think that other people's moods and other people's energies and all of that you talk about in a lot of your blogs and that we talk about here, it really is all about us and what can we do about it that doesn't even involve the other person 99% of the time.
Love it. Let's take a quick break.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
And we're back. So I think this is super interesting.
More interesting than you thought it was going to be. I can tell by the look on your face.
Actually, because my mind is like going in so many different places, thinking about so many different aspects of this.
And we haven't talked for 30 days and you haven't had my energy and I haven't had yours personally in the same room. So it's interesting. I think I like this.
You do like this.
No, I do like this. No, I like the energy I like talking about this topic. It's really so appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
And probably not an accident.
Not an accident.
Okay, go ahead.
So we are a perfect example of this. I will admit to it. I can be a very moody person. blame it on whatever that might be. Scorpio,
no blame.
Whatever. I can be moody. You self-admittedly are not moody.
Right.
You tend, I mean, you have your moments, but you tend to be pretty even keeled. And so with that combination, you are very attuned to when my moods shift. And thus, when you notice that, you always try and fix it. And what's wrong? What happened? Why are you blah, 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 blah. All of the things. Of course, if you're the person on the other end, you don't want to be asked that. You're like, nothing. Everything's fine. We're good. And that dynamic that has been our entire lives in every aspect, personal, professional, social, whatever, creates a lot of aggravation and irritation and discomfort. You in the past, I think now more so, you can let it go and not take it personally, but you would take it personally. And you, even to the degree of like, everything was fine. We've been good. We haven't had issues with this in a few weeks. What happened? Like, you were good yesterday. What happened today? What transpired to make you change your mood? We haven't had this issue in so long. Why is it coming back up now? Those are the kind of things that would happen. And,
or especially, I would say probably especially when we are on a trip or we've gone someplace different or that's really beautiful, exciting, and fun, then I go into overdrive about wanting to fix whatever might be happening with you in the moment.
But in the same vein, me coming back, I would say to you, I'm a human being. I'm changing. I'm not going to be the same day to day. What my mood was yesterday is not going to be the same today. Mm-hmm. How I'm feeling about life is always changing. My attitude is always changing. Like then, you know, level deeper hormones, like whatever the heck is happening inside of me is always changing. So how can you expect for me to always be the same in energy and in mood and in personality?
No, it's true. I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm not
no,
saying
no, no.
It's
but
a,
that's
you're right.
How it happens. But that's what we're also expecting for other people.
But that's what you just said it. And I think it's important to say it again because we are not aware that we're having that expectation.
Right.
We're not aware that we're having the judgment. We're not aware that we're comparing how they were yesterday, what you just said. We're not aware that we're trying to fix it. We're not aware that we have zero tolerance for it. We're not aware that who cares how we're showing up? What is the matter with you? I think it's that whole dynamic of we show up in a way and we think we're good to go. Like, okay, everybody else, you better fall in line with how I'm feeling, no matter what that is. And I think that this is really crucial for anyone asking this question because it's taken me a long time to get to that place. I always assumed that I'm not very moody. I am very much kind of show up every morning the same. And then I always like to say the day, whatever life sends at me just boils it down sometimes, but I pretty much show up the same every morning and then we'll see what life, and I show up for events and show up for things. I just how I've been trained and raised and born, I think. But I also want to say that I'm starting to recognize more and more, and that's what a mindfulness practice will do. I'm going to put a key in for this. The more we become aware of what we're feeling, what we're thinking, how we're acting, what's happening, we take a little quick little reflection on what's going on and start to see it from another vantage point other than our own. We start to recognize, wow, I'm trying to fix her, which is where I am right now. And I think it's been brewing for the past 6, 7, 8 months where I'm starting to see what makes you think, Barb, that your opinion is right, that your way is right, that your mood is right, that your energy is even right. Like it's that idea, we have to be right or we are right or you're making things worse. So I think everything starts with starting to become aware of we are trying to fix someone and fix something and then why. Like go down a deep dive of asking yourself all the questions. You will come up eventually, if you keep doing this and doing this and doing this, you'll come up eventually with, who do I think I am? I would not want them to do that to me. So let me take a little break here and see how can I navigate this and change something inside of me. And now we're not ever talking about something that's an extreme where you're in abusive
right.
or very traumatic mental or physical relationship. But this is like the everyday of life when we get really frustrated when other people aren't doing what we want them to do or thinking what we want them to think or acting how we think they should think. And it's really, really helpful to start to learn to take a little pause and reflect, even if it's just for 30 seconds. Oh, wait a minute. And that's what I'm going to share a lot, Michelle, if we do some episodes on that retreat. Huge self-reflection, like massive, this past 30 days. So
can't wait.
Yeah. So I'm in that realm of think, let's start looking at ourselves and how can we start becoming, you know, the most important person in our lives of how we live our life and what we're thinking and how we're acting and what we're doing and saying, and how can we really start looking at that first before we start allowing us ourselves to react to what other people are thinking and saying and doing.
Mm-hmm. So interestingly, as you were talking, I was thinking about our own dynamics in this kind of power struggle. And what came up for me was that having attachments and expectations for other people's moods and energies gives them a lot of power over your day, your experiences, your job, your whatever is in front of you. Because thinking of our listener that wrote in, you know, this isn't a judgment or saying that whoever does this is wrong, because I do this too, but in my own life and in our situations, it's so clear to me now that I can have like a little bit of zooming out to look at it from a bird's eye view. But having an attachment to other people's moods and energies gives them that power over you in a situation, because you're kind of at the mercy of how are they going to show up today? What am I bracing myself for? What kind of day is it going to be based on how these people are going to act or treat me or show up as? And as we know, we've talked about this so many times on the show, like we don't have control over anything in life except for how we respond to and react to things that happen to us. And so how can we start to bring our power back to not giving other people so much power over how our day is going to go? And this came up for me because I can remember, and it's so funny because I've had so many conversations like with my therapist about this, because the dynamic in our lives was such, especially when it came to work, because we have an interesting dynamic. You're my mom, I'm your daughter. I guess in a different world, we could also be friends. And then we also work together. So there are lots of different dynamics at play. And though we've tried really hard to have boundaries between like in work, we're not mother, daughter, like it bleeds. Like I could.
It does. But I think we've done a good job of that. But you're right. It's going to bleed.
If you and I have a fight last night about something family related and I'm not quite over it and I show up the next day to a meeting, like our dynamic will be affected even though we could try really hard not to.
No, for sure. For sure. I think it's one big reason why is I think we've slowly started to accept. I'm accepting who you are, all of it, and you're accepting who I am. And we're slowly stopping that need to fix or thinking that I'm responsible for you. And I hope that's where you're going with this too.
No, but
as well,
yes.
The idea that we think we're responsible for the other person, or we think we're responsible for the whole energy of the relationship or the family or the work. We think that we are the responsible.
Well, you might.
And that's correct. I do, for sure. I mean, that's my biggest issue is I am responsible. I got to make this work. Like I was an adult at 3. So of course I think I'm responsible.
Parentified child.
3 years old. Yeah. I mean, I have always, I got to fix this. I'm responsible for this. And I think a lot of us do think that way.
I agree. What I was getting at is I can remember in so many instances in workspaces, we would have kind of an unspoken thing of you saying to me being the moody one, you being the even keeled one, please show up in a good mood for this meeting that we're having tomorrow, because I don't want it to be difficult. I don't want to have any issues. I just want it to be easy. I want to get in and get out.
Talk about control.
Well, you wouldn't say.
I got this, 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 and this.
You wouldn't. Well, you know,
listen
sometimes
to
you would. And dynamics of certain things brought up a lot of emotions. And I started to feel, and this is what I talked to my therapist about, I started to feel like I held the whole power over whether or not meetings would go well, given my mood. Like, and that's too much power for one person to have over a work situation, a family situation, anything. Like if I, let's just say I wasn't feeling it and my energy was below average and I was engaging, but not, you know, over the top, you would start to come up to me and being, what's going on? You're not blah, blah, blah. I noticed that you're not being as engaging as you usually are. Can you perk up a bit? Whatever.
I'm not sure if that's a word I would use, but yes, you are 100% right. You are correct.
And then it was up to me.
Yeah.
Well, and so depending on, I know I'm, it's like a long-winded example, but like no. Depending on the mood and our interactions, I could either be like, all right, fine. Like I can give a little more or F her.
Yeah.
I don't wanna. And that would make or break a situation. Why do I have so much power over tanking a meeting or not?
And so I think this is a really good example. This is a great, great example because you're feeling like you have all the power and you have all the responsibility of making it all okay.
Yes, also that.
And the other person is feeling like you're the problem.
Also that.
So it's interesting. This is the dynamic that I think many, many, many people, and possibly this listener that wrote in, this is what happens. If we're trying to fix all the time, and we're trying to be in control and we're trying to be the ones that are responsible all the time, we are going to be also looked at as the problem. You are what's causing this whole energy thing. It's such an enmeshment, and it can be that way at work too. It doesn't have to be just in a family or friendship. That's what I'm saying. I don't mean just with us, but I mean in general. It could be with people you don't even know that well, or you don't have a relationship with. It really is very important to really look at yourself and look at, what am I doing here? What is happening? What am I trying to do? What do I want? What am I forcing to happen? What am I kind of being passive aggressive or aggressive in trying to get it to happen? It's everything. What are you trying to do? And what do you want? And then when you see that, and that's, I'm saying this because this is how I feel like I have changed with you. And I think you have changed in whatever things that you're doing in your life. Because I started thinking about this, you know, I'm 67 years old. Am I going to go through the rest of my life with Michelle trying to fix her? In terms of certain situations when it comes to her energy or her mood? That is the most absurd thing I've ever thought of. When I said that, I actually started laughing to myself. And so I've tried to do it now for 38 years and it hasn't worked. So I think it's that kind of deep reflection we have to have if we want to not be affected by another person's mood or energy and allow other people to be who they are and you stay who you are. And don't let those two intermix. Don't feel like you have to be responsible. Like you feeling like you have to be responsible, Michelle, doesn't make any sense either. You know what I mean? It just kind of all flows that way when one person is trying to fix and change and the other person is not happy about it. It's a very vicious circle of things that, you know, isn't helpful for either one, and it's never going to satisfy the situation. Or it's never going to bring it to a place where there's some ease in work or there's some ease in the family structure.
No, it's a no-win situation.
It's a lose-lose because you're definitely going to make it worse. And then you're going to get older if you're not in your 60s like I am, if you're still young like you are, Michelle. And then when you're older...
Thank you for saying I'm still young.
You are. Of course you are. Then when you're older, you get to this place of either accelerating it. I can't live this way. They need to change or else. You kind of think that, oh my gosh, I got to accelerate what I've been doing for the past 67 years. Or you get to a place like, oh my gosh, what matters most is the relationship, especially if it's a family or friendship type situation. What matters most is at work that I feel like I can come to work and have some semblance of ease or have some semblance of joy. If I can't do that, then maybe I need to start sorting it out. So it's that whole idea that you're the boss.
But that also is an attachment to having a desire for how things are in that specific arena of your life.
Exactly. You have to give up all attachments to that particular thing. You can be who you are, and if for some reason it doesn't change, then you have to go another deeper level to say, okay, now what? Mm-hmm. Now what actions can I take? We always have a choice. Whenever I go on meditation retreats, there's always a question from someone trying to understand what we say or what people in general say. You always have a choice. And I learned this in treatment, you know, 40 years ago this year, my therapist, you always have a choice, Barb. You're acting like you have no choice. And she changed my life. I've thought, okay, I have a choice here. And when you start to loosen up the reins of the fixing and all the things that we think that we need to do, if you start to loosen up the reins, you start to recognize, not only do I have a choice here, another avenue is opening up of something that I could try. And then I loosen up a little bit more on my need to control, or I'd be attached to or fix and stop judging. And I loosen up a little bit more and they go, oh my gosh, I could maybe do this. I think so many more things open up in our ability to be able to respond to people that don't have the kind of energy that we can resonate with, or that is in connection with trying to do the best work that we possibly can do, or be the best mother or be the best child. So the more we can let go of our need to be fixing and controlling everything, the more avenues open up for how we can start to find some ease and happiness, because it is all about us.
It is, but it's also taking back your power.
It's all about us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying,
we don't know we're giving our power away. I think that's the thing. We feel responsible, but we feel responsible when we're trying to fix and control too. You're exactly right. We are giving because the other person now is thinking we're the problem. The other person now thinks we're in the wrong.
But also you're allowing, you always use that word and I like it better than letting, mm-hmm. You're allowing other people's shifts and energy hold a high place of importance in your life.
And kind of hold your life hostage.
And again,
for that
this
moment.
Is not like, we're talking about regular everyday occurrences, of course, not like abusive situations or anything that's truly, truly harmful.
Okay.
Ultimately, it should not matter to me if you have a change or a shift in energy. I mean, obviously, if like I notice something's wrong, like I'll be like, are you okay? But it shouldn't affect the negative or positive aspects of my day.
No. And I think the answer is you note it. Oh, you know, I have a little gut feeling that something's up here. Good to know. And then go on with your day, not thinking, oh my gosh, should I ask them? Should I not ask them? Are they okay? What can I do? Not go into this mode of I got to fix it all, or I've got to help, or I've got to be the guardian angel or the savior or whatever it is. We do. We go into that. We allow the energy isn't always negative. The energy is also like overdrive positive of, can I help? Can I help with the compassion going maybe off the deep end a little bit? Oh, I got to help them. I got to fix it. I got to do something about this. They can't suffer like this or whatever it is. This is such a huge realm of emotions, I think.
Yeah.
And I think the safest and the most sane way I have found is to always look at myself and where I notice a change or I notice something. Okay, what's happening for you now, Barb? What can you do here? Is this something that's ongoing? You just, you know, keep yourself and keep on going? Or is it something that's brand new and you're feeling like you want to ask the person, how's it going? You need anything?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's the whole key. There is really no other key. I'm assuming that if you have an issue, especially with I would say at work as well, but especially with friends or family members, that you've had the conversation, hey, could we just sit down and talk for a few minutes? I just want to let you know a couple of things that have been on my mind or how I've been feeling. You know, this is assuming that you have a conversation that the person's even aware that you're having some reaction to whatever energy and whatever mood they're showing up with. I mean, that's key always. If you can communicate it in a very kind, specific way. And then once that's done, you know, there's not a whole lot. You know, if it's a family or a friend, you can make a suggestion and a reminder. But other than that, you have to sort out what is my choice going to be?
Yeah, because I think too, not every situation like that requires a conversation.
I agree.
And I think that's where people get annoyed.
And
that's where I've gotten annoyed with you. Where like, I could be a little tired one day and you'll be like, what's wrong? I'm like, nothing. I'm just a different person than I was yesterday.
And I think that's what I mean. Having at least the one conversation. Don't just jump into mode. The one conversation, which you and I had one conversation many, many, many years ago. And you just said to me, nothing, Mom. I'm good. I'm just not feeling it. And I never got it. I went into overdrive to try to fix it for the past 30 years.
Yeah.
Not 30, however many years, 20.
A lot.
So you have to have the conversation, especially if it's someone you're close to.
Yeah.
But then after that, you know, if they don't see anything wrong with what they're doing, and it's not harmful, remember, not harmful, traumatic, abusive. If they don't see anything wrong with what they're doing or their energy is fine, you've got to pick another path of what you're going to go down.
Yeah. Let's take another quick break.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
And we're back. Okay. So.
And I just want to say, coming off of a 30-day silent retreat, it's interesting to be in silence with 115, 120 people.
Can you tell she didn't talk for 30 days?
It's interesting to be in silence with about 115 people. You can feel energy. You're not talking. So everything is about energy. Everything is inward. And so it's very interesting. You can get so connected with yourself. And that's what I'm trying to share. Get connected with yourself in that moment. Feel the feelings of what's happening. And what is it about that person's mood and energy are you just not able to be okay with? Or how is it affecting you? And really get specific about it. Because I found so much of it, since you can't talk there, we're not talking there. So much of it is about our own intolerance, impatience, inability to be able to recognize that, okay, yeah, I'm more impatient than they are, but why do they have to succumb to my wishes? You know what I mean? We're silent, so we're in a line to eat, and we're all starving to eat. We're in a line to eat, and we just wish some people would maybe hurry it up a little bit faster. You could feel some of the energy around. Why? We're all going to get to eat. So it's just interesting how we get impatient, or we get intolerant, or we get incapable of being able to see that we are trying to make the other person be on our timeline, be on in our energy. Understand that, okay, you know, this, let's get going, or this is how it's supposed to be. I don't know if that made any sense to all of you. I saw you gave me a little look, Michelle, but it just feels like we really have to get really clear on what is happening with ourselves, especially with this subject. I mean, with all of them, but especially with this one.
Yes. And also just remember that it isn't personal to the degree of start getting into the habit of truly not letting yourself go down that mental rabbit hole of taking those things personally when you notice those shifts, or making it about you, or giving it even so much of your mental energy. Even if I never took things personally like that, which I did, I could also spiral and ruminate about the whys of it all. Why is this person acting different? You, why are you acting different today? We would go so far, get in a fight, you know, have it escalate for no reason. Like, it's not productive. It's not necessary. It doesn't benefit anybody. So how can we just practice, because everything is a practice, but lean into a mindset of acceptance and allowance of other people as they are, and not allow yourself to have it be, have anything to do with you. And you can take this in instances big and small. This has been
everything,
a practice for me a lot lately. Living in Florida, there are a lot of tense political situations here, and I oftentimes would allow myself to get very triggered and amped up about people putting tense political situations in your face. And I could see something on the streets while driving, and it would make me so upset, and it would like ruin my day. And I'm like, I'm not going outside anymore. I don't want to be around such toxic situations. And that, why am I letting these people have so much power over my life and my day? And again, it's a practice, but I've started to just, those people are how they are. It doesn't have anything to do with me. I'm not going to give them power over my day and my life. And I've noticed, as I've set the intention to try and do that, it's not as triggering for me anymore. I can, you know, have my judgments of like, what a jerk, but it doesn't take me out. And I think that's a small instance, because that's a stranger in another car on the street.
Well, and I also think the next step would be, that's so beautiful, Michelle. That is exactly how you start. And the next step would be not even calling them a jerk, letting them to have their opinions. No, no, I mean, because we don't realize how much that kind of energy takes our energy, takes us into... And even if it's a slight moment, it has a lot of ripple effect to it, I think. All of it does. I've really been noticing how any kind of negative judging, criticizing, fixing, I'm responsible, I got this, you're just so out of touch. I don't even know how you survive. And all those kinds of moods and those attitudes and those energy releases that we allow to come out of ourselves takes our joy, takes our happiness, takes our ability to be able to act in a situation that is mindfully and helpful. It is incredible how much that affects our personality, our attitude, our opinions, our attitude of others. And I think it's just really, really, really important. So we talk about this all the time also on this show, that we always say, take the pause. Viktor Frankl, between stimulus and response, there's a space. So we always take the pause. And that is what has helped me the most with you and with any other person in my life, that I've had this thought and this responsibility that I have to change or fix or whatever it is that we've been talking about the past almost hour. But this idea of taking the pause. So when you walk into a situation and someone's energy seems off or their mood is off, before you speak or do anything, just pause for a minute and just ask yourself. I always say, what is going on with you right now, Barb? What are you feeling right now? And with you, when I started doing that with you, it would be, oh, you can tell that her mood's off a little bit. You can tell that her energy's off a little bit. What am I going to do? And my answer would be, you're going to just let her be. And you're going to be you. It's like, I learned, when I ask myself these questions, I don't want to choose hell again. I don't want to choose misery. I don't want to choose trying to fix you and be the problem in your life and also be agitated one more time. So I don't think most of us would choose misery, suffering, pain, irritability, agitation. So when you're forced with that reflection, okay, I don't know what I'm going to do. Cause that's what I always said. Oh, what am I going to do? Like I'm the boss. I'm the one responsible. And I would say, oh my gosh, this is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to be me and let them be them.
Yeah.
Like it's a win-win all the time. Never have I said, this is going to be the one time I'm going to fix her. Darn it. She's going to listen to me this time.
And this is the other side of what we've talked about in other episodes of like emotional monitoring, being so in tune with the dynamic where you can sense something's going to go wrong and you feel like you need to jump in to fix. So it's like a whole cycle of despair and dysfunction because the other person feels like they're being controlled. You feel like you're walking on eggshells and ultimately nobody's happy. But I think that when you can, like you said, have that awareness and then also cultivate the discernment to really understand what situations are worth adding more attention to and what aren't. I mean, like I said, not every in our lives, it sometimes got to a place where it was like every day we would have these conversations of like, your mood's changed, what's going on? And at some point, we didn't need to do that every single day. So having that discernment of like, okay, where do I need to actually dive into this deeper and where can I just let it go and have that acceptance of people are who they are and it doesn't have anything to do with me. And I'm not going to give their moods the power over my life to change the course of my day. And how can I practice, what can I do in my life every day to practice reinforcing that? And as we were talking, I think this is a perfect example of where like the 1% rule comes in, which we've talked about on many different episodes of weaving in like 1 minute, 1% of mindfulness into your day, 14 minutes a day. If you notice someone's energy is off and it's triggering you in some way, go to the bathroom and take a deep breath and like close your eyes and remember what's true. Finding those pauses, like you were saying, in between the stimulus and the response, like, okay, my mind is writing a bunch of stories about this person's behavior. Why don't I remember like what's actually real in this situation? And using those tools to help you reinforce these patterns that will help you to protect your peace.
I love it. I want to leave you guys with two things.
Okay.
One is take a vow or a promise to yourself and try this for one day that you're not going to judge. I'm not going to judge another person as best I'm able. I'm not going to compare myself with another person as best I'm able. And I'm not going to try to fix other people as best I'm able. Just try to take a little vow to yourself for one day and see how that goes. And you'll start to become aware of how often we do one of those three things. And for me, whenever I'm doing one of those three things, it's about 90% of every interaction during the day. Every interaction involves one of those three things, usually at some level. Fixing, comparing, judging. Fixing, comparing, judging. 24/7. Honestly, the brain is, and you will start to be aware and you'll start to realize, oh my gosh, look where my energy is going. Try it for one day. And then the second thing I would say is practice. As you said, Michelle, practice is everything. Everything is practice. So just practice whenever you're triggered or whenever you get frustrated. First of all, practice realizing that you're upset and frustrated or triggered or something emotionally has shifted in you when you've walked into a room and another person isn't in the realm of the mood or the energy that you are hoping for. Just practice pausing before you talk, before you answer, before you do anything. Just practice taking a breath. and just checking in with yourself and saying, what's happening here? And can I just let it go? Those two things, I think, will go a long way in helping you start to see in the big picture of everything, what can I do? Because that's the question, right? What can I do? Everything that we get questions, what can I do, is always, it's got to be, what can I do? What can I do? I ask myself all the time, Barb, look what's happening right now. What can I do? And I talk to myself like I'm talking to like you. It's very helpful, though, to really get to a place, because I think, as you said, Michelle, we're giving people our power. And what happens when we do that without even realizing that that's what's happening, we feel weak. We feel like, oh my God, what can I do? Oh my. And then I know I start to feel like, poor me, what? I just try so hard. What am I going to do? So I think it's that powerful situation where we don't even realize it's causing us to be even weaker, because we're using our energy in such a place where it cannot be. We can't fix it. We can't do anything about it.
Well, then, in that regard, that ultimately takes people to being victims, like yeah. you and I have talked about mm-hmm. a lot lately. You used to, I remember you would say,
we'll have a whole episode on this too, because you're right.
Yeah, I know.
I've shifted a lot in certain thoughts on
but
that.
You would say, and this came up and I meant to say it earlier, I wake up, everything's great, I'm so happy. And then you two, me and your former husband, you have your moods and that changes everything.
I did used to say that. And I meant it.
But that's making you a victim of our moods.
Yes, I'm laughing.
So, yeah.
Exactly. I you guys were the problem and I had to fix it all the time. Talk about being ultimately responsible.
Also, we are all Scorpios, so it's insane.
We can't go back on that as a crux. We don't get a pass for being a Scorpio.
No, but the moods are unhinged for Scorpios.
They are. That gives us even more power.
Yeah.
To transform ourselves.
Yeah.
We have a lot of energy and a lot of power to transform ourselves.
Okay.
Okay. So that was great, Michelle. Thank you.
Yeah.
Good conversation.
I enjoyed it. There's a lot more that I feel like we could say as well. So another day, another episode. I hope that this was helpful, especially to our lovely listener that asked us to dive into this topic. There's so many different layers, but ultimately, if you can remind yourself of what's true, cultivate a practice of not giving up your power to other people and their moods. Oh, this is what I was going to say. This is another perfect example too, for where journaling is powerful. If you're finding that your mind is running away with stories or taking things personally or whatever it might be, ruminating about other people's moods, like say, okay, I'm going to journal for like 5 minutes about it. And then I'm not going to think about it anymore. Give yourself, like, dump the thoughts, give those thoughts a home, and then move on with your day.
Well, and you wrote in one of the articles recently, you said something like, because we talk about practice all the time, and you said the beauty of practice is that we don't have to wait for everything to be perfect for us to start to live the life of our dreams. The beauty of practice is that we don't have to wait for everything to be perfect for us to start to live the life of our dreams. We can start right now.
Okay.
No, I think that's true. People aren't going to be perfect. Life isn't going to be perfect. So we can take one small step.
Yeah.
Journaling to give your thoughts a home, taking the pause during the day, 1440 minutes in a day, 1% is 14 minutes, weaving that 1 minute and then really just take that vow.
Yeah.
No judging, no comparing, no fixing.
I love it. Yay. Thanks, Mom. Welcome home.
Thank you.
Happy to have you back.
Fantastic to be back.
And I mean that in the most loving way possible.
I know you do.
And thank you so much to our listeners and our beautiful community for being so supportive and listening to the show week in, week out. We are so grateful for all of you. And we value so much that you spend time in your week with us. If you haven't yet, make sure you're liked and subscribed to the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, Apple, Google, Spotify. And if you haven't yet, give us a 5-star review and leave us a note. We appreciate it. We love it. And we're so grateful for it. If you would like to send us future podcast topic requests or stay in touch, make sure you're following us on social media at Peaceful Barb, at Michelle Maros, at Barb Knows Best Pod. That's the best way to do so. That's how this listener submitted her podcast topic request. It works. I promise. Lastly, we do still have some merch for sale. The link is in the show notes. It's cute. I'm wearing the hoodie right now as we speak. It's been a daily staple. Thank you so much again for listening. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, everyone. And we will chat with you next week because, as we know, Barb knows best. Bye.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.